Well, it's been a while, hasn't it, folks, since I last did an audio boo. Was quite enjoying the Octava challenge. And, well, until I got called away to work, had a short-term contract opportunity to earn a lot of money that I had to take. And it kept me away from home for 5 weeks. And I got back about a week ago. Things to do around the house, things to prepare, Christmas presents to buy with the money I've just earned, that sort of thing. And not had an opportunity really to boo, because the work was very demanding and I was either at work, eating, or at sleep. And the days were, well, minimum of 10-hour days, some days were 16, 18-hour days, and very hard at work as well. It wasn't what I normally do. I was called in by someone to help out with some height work, wearing, you know, full harness and rope work, ladder work, that sort of thing. Not my field of expertise, but I got stuck in anyway and enjoyed the rewards afterwards. The paycheck was very good. So that's where I've been for the past few weeks. It was a shame, really, not to finish the Octava sort of challenge, as it were. There's a few audios I need to post anyway on a thread that I was doing on there, which I'll get around to doing over the next week or so. At the moment, I'm just taking Gizmo the dog for a walk around Ropner Park. And the second time I've taken him for a walk since I've been back around this park. He's been a bit neglected while I've been away, to be honest. Not many walks. I don't know what it is about some people. My son's always wanted a dog, and now he has one. He doesn't bother with it, really. So it's left to me. It's not my dog, like I said before. It's my partner's dog. And no one seems very keen to take him for a walk except me. My partner doesn't. Her son doesn't. My son doesn't. Just can't seem to be bothered to get up and get out. And they won't be listening to this. Well, I don't think they will. But even if they are, it's true. So, we're just having a little bimble around the park. He's very excited. He likes to go for a walk. Just getting friendly with another dog. Aren't you? Good boy, Gizmo. That's it. That's all right. Good boy. Good boy. Come on, then. That's okay. It's only nice. Yes, there's another dog giving a sniff, and he's not used to other dogs. Well, he's always been wary of them. He was savaged by a dog once, and I think that sticks in his mind. This other one's following around having a sniff. But yeah, so Christmas, that's the next thing, big thing coming up, isn't it? I sort of missed bonfire night and that sort of thing. I'm not been one to celebrate that particularly. I've gone out when my children were younger doing the usual trick-or-treating, taking them to the firework displays and that sort of thing, but it's not really my scene. Christmas, on the other hand, is something I look forward to. And this will be the first Christmas in a number of years that I've actually shared it with people, other than having my kids over for a while. So now I'll be sharing it with my partner and her son and my son. Other family members are coming up to stay. So that'll be lovely. And I've just spent a small fortune on Christmas presents. It was nice to have the opportunity to do that. Normally I only buy presents for my very, very immediate family. And this time I managed to spread that a little further and also ensure that my partner has got some nice gifts and that sort of thing. And it's been interesting, all the parcels coming from eBay and Amazon over the past few days and more to come. Got quite a big pile amounting, and my partner's thinking to herself, I haven't got any presents yet. And I've said to her, don't worry about it. You know, it's not about, isn't about presents really, the whole year. You know, I mean, I am a Catholic. Some of you may already know this, some of you may not. I'm at what I would call a trying Catholic. I'm very trying. And I enjoy Christmas for the celebration of, well, I don't know. I sort of enjoy it for the celebration of somebody who sort of came around at a time when it seemed to be needed. and gave a reasonable message of goodwill. I like that. I'm not going to get into heavy religious thing here, but I just like that idea, that notion that we can celebrate an idea of common good to mankind, you know, love and understanding and that sort of thing. I mean, this message is shared by many, across many forms of religion and non-religion, but I quite like the idea of a focus for a while. And the presents, that sort of thing, I like to give, so I get joy in giving them, more than receiving. I have to say, I'm a very tough person to buy for anyway. Nobody ever knows what to buy me, and the things that I would like are very expensive to do with my hiking or my tech, so I never really worry about that too much. But I do like to give. And I know other people in my family like to give to me, so I do try and help them along a bit. The usual thing I say is, why don't everybody chip in together? And that way you'll be able to afford to get me the one thing I really would like. Never happens that way. Everybody buys their own little bits and pieces, and I'm grateful for them all, and it's the thought that counts. Of course it is. But I love Christmas. I love buying presents. I love thinking about what would really make somebody's day when I buy something, and the thought process that goes into that. Just getting the guest bedroom in the house finalised. For guests coming up over Christmas, so lots of decorating still going on in the house. Obviously it's taken a back seat for the past 5 or 6 weeks with me being away, but the last thing I want to do right now is decorate, but things have to be done, so been doing a little bit of that. Oh, there's a fighter pilot jet going over very, very slowly. That's interesting. I don't know what it is, what make or anything, but it's a very impressive looking machine. Very slow. Always amazes me that airplanes, when you see them travelling to what's a relatively slow speed, why they don't just fall out of the sky. Bit of a rambly boo, this, isn't it? I'll tag it rambly boo. It's not going to be under 5 minutes. Obviously, I think I'm already at 8 minutes, so I think I'll leave it there because you lot will probably be bored of listening to me by now. But I hope everybody's well, and everybody's gearing up nicely for the celebrations that are coming in December. And for those that you don't celebrate it, I hope that it's a very good month for you regardless. And that whatever you celebrate and however you celebrate it, or if you don't celebrate anything, it's always a good time of year. Speak to you soon. And, that's it. I'll speak to you soon.